Seth Kwame Boateng put together the Hotline documentary for this week. It's titled Pain from Cursed Cells. Seth, how are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, Bernard.
Great, we thank God. So tell us about Pain from Cursed Cells. Give our listeners an indication of what this Hotline documentary is about.
It's about this genetic disease, but elsewhere in our country, people see it to be a spiritual disease, and so they are using spiritual means to deal with it. There's the first part of a two-part documentary.
Right.
Next week, we're going to discuss in detail what it is and how one acquires it. But today, let's look at some of the misconceptions and perceptions people have about sickle cell.
Every cell needs oxygen, and every one of those cells gets their oxygen from hemoglobin. If you mess with hemoglobin, you mess with every cell in your body. In healthy round red blood cells, hemoglobin is widely dispersed. But in sickle cell anemia, the red blood cells clump together, eventually stretching and misshaping the cell, which can lead to pileups in the bloodstream. This is what triggers what we call the sickle cell disease.
My name is Dr. Abukari Yakubu Natoama. Sickle cell disease is a genetic disease. It's inherited. And by way of definition, it is a hemoglobinopathy, meaning it's a disease of the hemoglobin molecule in which there's the presence of two abnormal genes, at least one being the S gene. If, unfortunately, my dad provides an S and my mom provides another S, then I become SS, means I have two abnormal genes, meaning I have sickle cell disease.
From the work we've done in Kumasi, and even before that, some work done at Kolebu had predicted about 2% of babies born in Ghana have sickle cell disease, not AS, not trait, disease itself. That means in Ghana, around 14,000, 15,000 babies are born every year with sickle cell disease. You know, that's more than the number of children who get HIV in this country every year.
Experts are worried the disease has not received the kind of attention it needs in our country.
If you look at the importance of the illness, how ill people get, and the mortality associated with it, and the just the sheer numbers of children who are involved and adults who are involved, and you look at the attention that is given to other illnesses versus sickle cell, I think it's almost a neglected illness. I feel that everybody should understand that it's a very deadly genetic disease which has high morbidity. The individual is sick quite often, and their life expectancy is actually reduced substantially.
It is possible for severe complications of sickle cell to occur at any age, and people with the most severe disease can die at an early age.
The reason why young children with sickle cell disease face a major risk of death is that they lose the function of an organ called the spleen. The spleen is like a filter of blood. It filters germs and many things from the blood. And in young children with sickle cell disease, as they're beginning to form more sickle cells in their blood, the spleen tries to filter out all these abnormal red blood cells. And it reaches a point where the spleen itself becomes clogged with too many sickle cells, then it can't work as a filter anymore. So germs that would normally have been cleared by the spleen now have a chance to grow in the blood. And most children in the world with sickle cell disease die from infection because their spleen is not working.
And elsewhere in Ghana, it is believed that only witches can activate this kind of pain in the lives of people they hate.
What one told me was that there is a witch hunting him. They have taken him to where they are cooking, the stove area, and then they have put the show inside the stones, where the stone that they always put the pot on. I put him there. So anytime they are cooking, the heat bends the joints. What he always tells me that he will use his juju, the black medicine. This thing will cure it. We don't know what is wrong with the child. So if someone tells you that it is a witch, that is disturbing him. We have to believe because we don't know.
It is a chronic, debilitating disease that can affect a patient in every aspect of their lives, physical, psychological, social. This inherited or genetic blood disease affects millions of people worldwide from various races and cultures. In Ghana, about 15,000 babies are born with the sickle cell disease each year. My name is Seth Kwame Boateng, and in the first of this two-part series on Hotline, I explore how some communities perceive sickle cell as a spiritual disease and the painful rituals victims endure at the hands of herbalists and spiritualists who try to fight the cursed cell. Today, I am heading for the Upper East region, the region which is the gateway to Ghana from Burkina Faso and the traditional crossroads for the trans-Saharan trade routes. It is about 800-kilometer journey from Accra. If you are a tourist, from wildlife to ancient history, this region has what it takes to make your tour a pleasant experience. But I am certainly here not for sightseeing, but to explore a myth here about sickle cell.
In the north here, there's a belief that if somebody throws away his or her leftover herbs from the pot of his god on the road, you don't know how you step on it, you might get infected with some pain. So some of them do not know the difference between sickle cell pain and other pain that they may get from this belief. So they take sickle cell to be one of those.
I live in a pool of raging, fast-flowing blood. And even I am not as plumpy as my blood brother. Yet, when there is a crisis and the need to flee arises, oh God, I get stuck in that dark, deserted alley. I cause your bones to ache, keeping you wide awake, and your eyes to turn amber. In crisis, time without number. But all these we can avoid by making the right marital decision today. Because having a child with sickle cell disease depletes all the romance once enjoyed.
A woman who has had 5 children and she has sickle cell, she said labor is not as painful as sickle cell crisis. It shows the extent of pain these people go through when they cry, and the cry alone make people even throw them away because they are not human beings. When we do counseling here, they bring people who are about to marry for us to counsel them. I go all out to tell them that they should see to it that they are not coming together because of love. Because when even you have the child with sickle cell, the love vanishes.
I'm on a motorbike heading towards the Borga Regional Hospital.
Good afternoon. Good to see you.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
What a cheerful, strong handshake with an accompanying warm hug from Patrick Atuo, the sickle cell counselor here at the Borga Government Hospital. He takes me around and gets me introduced to the staff here.
A journalist from Joy FM. And he's here to know about sickle cell children. He wants to know more about them. So he's coming here to find out from us.
So to finding out more about this genetic disease, how widespread it is in this part of the country and the perception about it, Patrick offers to explain why he is interested in sickle cell.
I'm one myself, and I know how it is. That is why I'm interested in helping others. When we are doing the counseling midway, I tell them how I also got it from childhood and how I've been able to live with it, and even when it wrestled me down, and how I kept myself and the way people took care of me and the struggles I went through. But that didn't break my spirit. So they should be consoled that if they take what I'm telling them, the counseling and then the services the hospital is rendering them, it puts a smile in their face.
Indeed, His chilling story on sickle cell and how the disease made him shake hands with death is enough to put smiles on the faces of people with the disease. Patrick Atuo is a 45-year-old former literature teacher. His teaching career got completely truncated some 16 years ago when he had his first major sickle cell crisis, and by the time it was through with him, it left him walking with the help of crutches.
It wrestled me down in 97 November, and I was admitted here for 4 months. When I came in, I had jaundice as well, I was anemic and so on. But I fought very hard and saved my life. But then I couldn't stand on my feet for the 4 months I was here. And I suffered a mild stroke. My family really pleaded for my discharge so that they would go and look elsewhere. So willy-nilly, the hospital discharged me and they took me to the house.
So all this while you had been bedridden for how many years?
For six good years I was bedridden.
You couldn't do anything for 6 years?
For 6 years, bedridden. I was just lying on my back for about 2 years before I was able to turn to sideways. And then maybe the third year or so, I was able to get up from the bed myself and sit, but I couldn't stand on my feet.
Living life with a chronic illness is extremely stressful. That illness can become absolutely unbearable, an unfortunate reality in the life of a sickle cell patient. Patrick's pain grew worse each day, and every night he screamed out of pain. It pierced the weary heart of his family members by his sick bed. At a point, the family could no longer watch him endure the never-ending suffering.
They brought in herbalists, about 6 of them. They couldn't heal me. The Ministry of Education was still paying me. And these people were taking it out in the name of healing me. They want this, they want that, they want this to do that. So even
what were they requesting?
Drinks, fowls, goats, sheep, money.
To do what for you?
To heal me.
How were they going to use whatever to heal you?
Ask again, they were going to sacrifice with them.
Was it the case that you had offended the gods or what?
Maybe somebody was after me, so they wanted to maybe make the gods happy so that they would liberate me from his grips. You know, you are a burden on people. You shit, and they have to clean you, and they keep on advising for a year. How won't you take their advice? People will come in and say, you just agree, because look at the way you are. Look at the way they are suffering. The people really love you. They want you to get up. So I yielded, and I went through that.
All kinds of concoctions were mixed for him, and Patrick drank them religiously. Experiencing an agony, women in labor say childbirth comes no close. Patrick endured this for years, and it depleted his account. Sickle cell is rife in this part of the country.
I'm called Agnes Apambila, OPD in charge.
We are here at the Upper East Regional Hospital. Ma'am, how rife is sickle cell in this region?
We get a lot of them coming into the Balga Hospital with a diagnosis of sickle cell positive. So when they come like that, sickle cell positive, we now also do our counseling. And we do electrophoresis. We have got type of sickle cell. We have got SS, we have got SA, we have got SC. So all these things, we have to do the electrophoresis to know the type that you are carrying, so that we also know what to do with you.
Patrick reels out figures they have on sickle cell to back his boss. He starts from 2013 figures.
It is common in the population here. That is the regional hospital, not to talk of the district hospitals and other places. The figures I got there are 173. So if you should take about 2-3 years, you are going to have thousands who have come here to test for it and proven positive.
I understand the sickle cell clinic was set up in 2011, right?
It was opened in June 20th, 2011. And the figures we got from June to December, we had counseled 137.
Let's come to 2012.
We counseled 109.
It reduced here.
When we started, we had to go into every secondary school in the region, colleges and polytechnic and then other places. So the campaign was massive. So that made a lot of people turn up for the test. And therefore, when they were tested positive or diseased, they came in for counseling. But 2012, you know, human beings easily forget. But weeks to come, we will relax. So I think that it is because in 2012, the campaign was not as vigor as it was in 2011. That's why.
And the 109 that you recorded were new cases.
Yeah, new cases.
And is the disease killing people here?
It's killing. I have seen people die out of it. I've seen the relations die out of it.
So these people died also because they detected the disease very late in their lives. Early diagnosis of sickle cell disease is very important because many complications can be prevented with early diagnosis and treatment. And sickle cell disease and sickle cell trait can be diagnosed with a simple blood test. Sickle cell is a medical condition which must be dealt with medically. But in some parts of the country, like some communities here in the Upper East region, where knowledge about the disease is either non-existent or scanty, people attribute it to some invisible hands who have resolved to make life unbearable for some people they hate.
What one told me was that there is a witch hunting him. They have taken him to where they are cooking, the stove area, and then they have put the show inside the stones, where the stone that they always put the portion on. I put him there. So anytime they are cooking, the heat bends the joints. What he always tells me that he will use his juju, the black medicine. No? This thing will cure it. We don't know what is wrong with the child. So if someone tells you that it is a witch that is disturbing him, you have to believe because we don't know.
Patrick Atuo knows some of these villages. There is a long spell of dry season from November to this time of the year, characterized by cold, dry and dusty Harmattan winds. Temperatures during this time can be as low as 14 degrees at night, but can go to more than 35 degrees during the daytime. It is very hot and dry now, yet Patrick agrees to lead me to some of the villages where especially children with sickle cell have no choice but to go through torturous times in an attempt to get healing. Our destination is Zuarungu, which is approximately some 3 kilometers from Borgatanga. But the bumpy, dusty, rocky and pothole-laden road to this village makes traveling here extremely difficult.
How old are you?
I'm fine.
Your age?
12.
And where do you go to school?
Zuarungu Mose.
Okay, you are in class what?
12-year-old Jonas Abuni and his parents live very close to the outskirts of Zuarungu. He was born with the sickle cell disease. Jonas wears all blue sports jersey and looks very pale. His lips are very dry and have developed some cracks. His skin also appears very dry. He has yellowish eyes and is barefooted and looks younger than his real age. Jonas has suffered a lot of sickle cell crisis from childhood. And his father, Josiah Abuni, says from childhood, their first point of call anytime Jonas suffered crisis has been spiritualist.
If they slaughter the fowl, anything that they slaughter, the blood will go down to the gods. And the meat, they will cook the meat and then they will eat. The boy
themselves?
Themselves and the boy. They will divide the fowl and then the head part will go to the gods owner. And then part will go to the child to eat.
How many goats have you slaughtered so far?
For the goats, it's only 2. By the kitchens, I can't count. Because you have consulted so many herbalists. So I can't count the kitchens that we have slaughtered for that.
Pacification of the gods clears the way for the spiritualist or the herbalist to begin his treatment of Jonas. And the process, as his father describes, sends shivers down the spine.
They will give us some herbs to bath, and then you can see that the hands they have cut some areas. When the pain comes, it always pains on the joints. That's why the cut is on the joints area.
So I can see one close to his wrist, yes. And when you go to his upper part, I can see some there.
This means that there are some diseases around the joints areas. So they will give us some herbs to put on fire and bend them. So while they are bending, you put the hands there by the fire. The hands will be smoking. So you have to put the hands, all the joints above the fire, the smoking, so that the heat will hit the joints.
It's not painful.
He always cries. Even the cutting, he will cry. But because you want the treatment, you have to manage.
Do they use new blade to cut or old blade?
They always bring a blade to cut. We cut so many times. Some travelers, they will ask you to buy a new blade. Sometimes they will bring their own blades.
Do you check if it is used or not?
No, we don't check. Because when we rush there and the boy is crying, we only want the helpers to treat the guy so that the pains will stop. So we don't bother to ask where from this blade or where from this knife or anything.
But it's a major risk you are taking.
But it's a risk, but what can we do? We want the treatment. And that's the rules of the herbalist.
A father anxiously seeking healing for his firstborn will go every mile, no matter what is involved, to help soothe the pain of his suffering boy. At a point, they sought medical treatment. But Jonah's father said that was not helpful.
Since they say a witch is hunting him, the hospital, if you go, they will give us drugs and drips, and then it will stop. But sometime it will come again. So we believe that the doctor cannot do anything. So we believe that it's the witch. But how can we go to a hospital today, tomorrow, next, the same disease? We go another day, the same disease. So we are not trusting the doctors again. We believe that it is the witch. But how are we finding that witch?
Many people with sickle cell disease live with chronic pain, especially in their bones. And this pain is called sickle cell crisis. Severe sickle cell pain has been described as being equivalent to cancer pain and more severe than post-surgical pain. Crises from sickle cell often affect the bones, lungs, abdomen and joints. And the pain Jonas and many other sickle cell patients suffer periodically is triggered by lack of oxygen to many parts of the body. So here, the witches may be innocent. In another village called Yirogo, still in the Upper East region, there is another story of a family battling with the disease. The sickle cell disease has rendered them poor. The father of the house is Agrogo Aduku.
You see, the management is a God management. Access money. Yesterday, food that will chop will be. Now, when they come from school,
you see, it is God who is managing us. We have not eaten today. The food in our system now is what we ate yesterday. There will be no food when they return from school. We will find some tizet, sarabu, and vegetables for dinner. We can eat this continuously for 2-3 months. And I am suffering because of the sickness of my children.
Vegetable. I want to say, vegetable. Which vegetable will not... for food, not sabo. We can children about 2 months or 3 months because I'm several person. As my people is sick.
All body cells need food to keep healthy, but the type of food eaten will determine how well the body tissues are able to work properly in order to prevent illness or a worsening of a chronic illness. Like anyone else, people who have sickle cell disease need a well-balanced diet, which must include meat, fish, vegetables and fruits, and these must be in the correct quantities for healthy living. So with this kind of food Mr. Aduku and his family eat, how can they be healthy? What has even worsened their case is that he has used all his livestock for sacrifices to get his two boys and a girl healthy. Mr. Aduku says now he goes about borrowing animals for sacrifices for his children when they are in crisis.
Only people, money and goods and chips. Now the sickness is not going.
I'm owing people money, goat and sheep, but the sickness has not gone yet. I will still tell people to lend me these things so that I will pay back when they are healed. Yet this sickness is still there. Some people who are kind keep helping me because they have seen my situation. I go and borrow from my brothers and my family. They won't force me to pay back if they see the sickness has not gone. They know that I am poor, so they won't even force me to pay. People said if I go and bring a medicine man, the sickness will go away. When he comes and he does it, and there is still no healing, he goes, and another one comes.
That's a medicine person. He will do it, and the sickness will be away. When a man comes, he do not fine, he go away, and another person to come. He say, oh, well, like you go to this man, the thing, well, he'll be doing that quickly. And, you know, I'm worried.
Their 16-year-old daughter, Ma Aduku, who has the sickle cell disease, is a junior high school student in one of the local schools here in Nyirogo. Ma says her condition as a sickle cell patient is another factor that makes her dream daily of becoming a physician so she can use her knowledge to help other patients in her community. She says the pain that comes with the disease makes her think perhaps his family has offended God.
You should forgive me for all my sins. If it were to be God who gave me that sickness, then I pray to God that that sickness should prevent by His Saint Spirit.
When they bring the spiritualist, do you tell your father that no?
If I say so, my father will not agree because he's the traditional man. And you don't know more about the Christian soul, so I have to agree with him. They are agreeing that they will always sacrifice the blood for the pot to take control of their body. They believe that sickle cell can prevent by a juju man.
And is it true?
No, because when it's happened, maybe 5 days, 2 days, it will gone, and it will just gather at one place. The thing will not prevent by the juju man, but it will prevent by the white man treatment.
But the white man's medicine is what her father does not believe in. He does not understand why, when they are in crisis and he spends fortune to take them to hospital, the crisis recurs with time. Umma Aduku's only hope now is for God to show mercy and heal her.
I am the Lord, your healer.
And the white man's medicine, as Umma Aduku calls it, has now come to this part of the country. The plight of Patrick, the sickle cell counselor at the Bogatanga Regional Hospital, was so horrifying that it caught the attention of sickle cell condition advocates, an NGO, to start advocacy in the northern part of the country. With the help of the health ministry, this NGO has set up sickle cell clinics in the three regions in the north. When Patrick recovered, he was tasked to spearhead the campaign in the Upper East region. So thanks to this NGO, some level of education on the disease has come to section of the population here, including Jonas's family and that of the Adukus. Even though they have been introduced to the hospital, Uma says money to even buy folic acid, which sickle cell patients need every day, is a problem.
When I came to hospital, they always give me them, and I come and take.
So do you have some?
No.
But you're supposed to take one every day.
But they finish, and I didn't go back to hospital again. And my parents cannot cater to buy them for me.
Why?
Because they are poor.
The poverty story is not different at Chirogo, where Jonas and his parents are. They have also started taking him to the sickle cell clinic in Boga. His father says life is tough for them, and financing treatment of the disease has not become a problem.
Concerning the drug that I said, they say we should be taking it every day. No? We are buying it. And then the blood tonic, no? Every 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we have to buy. And one is 5 shillings. Yeah. It's a lot of money. Eh? You can catch 1 pound, you can sell it 5 shillings. And or some don't even have to 5 shillings. So you have to sell 2 or 3 pounds before you buy that drug. So you imagine, every 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and you are buying a drug, how do you think it will affect you?
Poverty is endemic in this part of the country, and this is worsening the condition of sickle cell patients here. Though there is some education going on, there are still thousands in other villages yet to have a feel of this. I can only imagine how many of them are dying after drinking all kinds of concoctions and sacrificing their livestock for healing. The part 2 of this documentary will be on air same time next week. Join me and let's learn more about this disease and how it is acquired. I will also share with you the struggles people living with the disease in areas where medication abounds are going through. This has been Seth Kwame Boateng. I brought you this documentary titled Pain from Cursed Cells.